shot tipped, score!
Time now for Kings Talk, where you, the listeners, call in with your questions and comments after every Kings game in Southern California. Tell Nick and Daryl what's on your mind.
Give yourselves a big hand. You're the best.
Call us at 877-KINGS-20. That's 877-KINGS-20. We'll also take a look at the stars of the game highlights, and the out-of-town scoreboard. Kings Talk at 877-KINGS-20. Exclusively right here on the Kings iHeart Audio Network.
And we are back here in the broadcast booth at Crypto.com Arena. Nick Nixon, Darrell Evans, the Kings wrap up another win on home ice. They have won six straight here at home. Pretty good home record this season. 20 wins now, 9 regulation losses, 2 in overtime. They are 17 games over 500 for the first time. 37-20-8, 82 points, tying Vegas. Although Vegas, every time the Kings win, the Golden Knights play the next night and they win. Vegas still with 2 games in hand. But again, Kings have those points in the bank with the games that they have played. 12-3-2 in their last 17 games are the Kings. And every game, it's almost like a playoff scenario right now after the All-Star break, especially when you're playing another team that's trying to chase down a playoff spot like Washington is.
Yeah, it is. And the Kings have really done a great job. They've found ways. This hasn't been an easy stretch of games against 3 non-playoff teams. The Kings have found a way, Montreal and then St. Louis and now the Capitals. And Kings got off to a good start. They're going to have to address a few things. You look at the penalties that they took while they were on the power play. That may have allowed the Capitals to be able to hang around, and get themselves even late in the hockey game. But, you know, you mentioned that they tie Vegas for the top spot in the division. They also, both teams are, that's top spot in the West Conference now. Kings are tied with the Golden Knights. They're 1 point ahead of Dallas, who got beat tonight with 7 seconds left against Calgary. So they're climbing the ladder, and these games are just so important. You put points in the bank regardless of when anybody else does. You don't have to worry about that now when you take care of your own business.
Yeah, the Kings are going to make the playoffs. They have a 13-point cushion over the nearest non-playoff teams, which now are Calgary and Nashville. So make your plans to see some extra hockey again this season. Good effort by the Kings. We mentioned when the homestand started Thursday, we saw Gavrikov, who was acquired in that trade with Columbus involving Jonathan Quick. He made his debut. And then the other night with St. Louis, Korpisalo, the goaltender, made his debut. And tonight, Darrell, we saw the third addition the Kings made at the deadline, Zach MacEwen. MacEwen, a big right shot forward, played just shy of 6 minutes, 8 shifts. Kings pretty much went with 3 lines in the game. But Zach MacEwen in the ilk of a Brendan Lemieux type player.
Yeah, he got credited with a couple of hits, and I think because of the penalties, that probably disrupted the flow a little bit more. He probably would have got a couple of more minutes of ice time. But you know, the physicality, the heaviness along the boards, and let's face it, that's the style of hockey you're going to face, down the stretch now. So he'll feel his way in. Tom McClellan earlier today said that he hadn't played in the game in 3.5 weeks as well. He was injured a ways back, so he's going to feel his way back, get some of his timing back, but a great way for him to be able to step in. His team picks up a victory, and, you know, you just build on it from here.
877-KINGS-20. We'll dish out a trivia question for you in just a moment. A couple of notes on the game here tonight. Ovechkin did have a goal, his 36th, number 816 in his career. So he is 78 goals shy of passing Wayne Gretzky's all-time mark. And as we noted earlier in the broadcast, Ovechkin, after this season, has 3 years left on a contract. Right now he is 37 years of age. So if he stays healthy, he should get there. Ovechkin with a power play goal here tonight. He is 16th all-time in scoring points with 1,471. Phoenix Copley, boy, what a story he has been. His 20th win in his 29th game. That's the fastest a Kings goaltender has got to 20 wins in a season. The old mark, Jonathan Quick, of course. did it in the 15-16 season. He got to 20 wins in 30 games. So Copley got there one game quicker than Jonathan Quick. Copley, 24-2 since he was recalled on December the 1st. All right, a look at some of the standouts tonight. Our third star goes to old reliable on the blue line, Drew Doughty.
Drew Doughty had a real solid game. You know, the amount of ice that he plays, he's playing against the top players, a little over 28 minutes, a +2 rating in the game, 3 shots on goal, 3 hits. I think just his calmness on the ice, and especially with Durzi going down in the third period, you know, his minutes went up a little bit more. He saw a little extra ice time, but just such a calming factor out there. Did a great job moving pucks out of the defensive zone and controlling the puck on the power play in the offensive zone. It didn't lead to a power play goal tonight, but real solid 200-foot game by Doughty again.
And our second star, centering the line that was very effective throughout, goes to centerman Philip Deneau.
Yeah, Deneau had a real solid game. Nice to see him get a stick on that one. He's been kind of squeezing it a little bit, looking for a goal. He gets the goal. He goes 73% in the faceoff circle, winning 8 of 11 draws. He had 6 shots on goal. His line combined for 16 shots on goal and 19 shot attempts. That led the team as they did last game, and it's good to see those guys factor in on a win.
Philip Deneau, 16 goals now in the season. He was the Kings' MVP, as voted by the local media in his first season as a King last season, star number 2. And Victor Arvidsson, in a shooting mode lately. Maybe the goals aren't going in, but he was there to set up the first 2 Kings goals tonight.
Yeah, he comes up with a couple of assists. And when you play with guys like, you know, with Fiala and Deneau, you're going to get a lot of chances out there. They do a great job of playing off of each other, possessing the puck. And I thought tonight there was a little bit more of a focus on shooting the puck. As we see, they had 16 shots on goal and 19 shot attempts. So a little bit quicker at doing that. They got the pucks in it, and they got the results that they were looking for as Deneau was able to pick up a goal. And that line had a huge impact on the outcome of the game.
So Victor Arvidsson, 2 assists, 7 shots on goal, star number 1. Philip Deneau had a goal, 8-3 in the circle, star number 2. Drew Doughty, +2, 28 minutes and 5 seconds, almost half the game, star number 3, as the Kings win it by a score of 4-2. The Kings split the series with the Capitals. Capitals won their home game back in October. The Kings win here tonight, and now the Kings 15-11-4 against teams from the Eastern Conference. All right, let's get to the phones, 877-KINGS-20. Mitchell from Rockville, Maryland is first up tonight. Hi, Mitchell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen. I have to say, and you've talked about it already, but the coach really, you know, with those three – I mean, they were playing a team that the forwards, you know, really were against them, were, you know, could put anything, much of anything together, you know, it would have been a killer. But 3 penalties on power plays, you know, ending power plays, that's just, you know, that's pretty alarming.
It is. It has to be cleaned up. It's a trend that we saw throughout that last 5-game road trip, and unfortunately, some of your best players are taking these penalties, guys you want on the ice. So they've got to figure out how to, you know, restrain themselves, not retaliate, not reach, keep the legs moving. So, yeah, that right. is something they've got to work on.
I was just wondering, with Gavrikov, obviously it's, you know, a very limited sample you can look at, but is your sense from what you've seen that the pairing he's on, you know, looks good, or is that still, you know, a matter of time, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I think when you look at Gavrikov's game, it's a very relatively simple game. You know, him finding his way on the score sheet tonight with a goal, that's a little bit of a bonus. Not to say that he's not capable of scoring goals. I think he reads the play well, but it's going to be his ability to be able to defend, keep pucks to the outside, clear the front of the net, be effective on a penalty kill and just be a heavier body down there. Just that reach that he has, an advantage over some of the other guys that are in the lineup, it'll pay off. The physicality, his presence on the ice, and, you know, he's got some experience out there. So, you know, I don't think we're going to see anything, you know, flashy. He's not going to jump out and you're going to go, wow, he's, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the end of the night, he's going to be a very effective player, probably most appreciated and respected by his teammates, his coaching staff, and then the opposition that he plays against with the way that he plays the game.
Yeah, I would say in the first three games, so far so good. I mean, he's not a flashy defenseman. That's not part of his makeup. He just is a, you know, a very reliable defender who uses his big frame, not overly physical. He's not going to crunch people, but he's not going to shy away from it. In the first three games, I can't remember where we've said that he's turned the puck over or had a bad outlet pass. So, yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, and each game his ice time's gone up 15 minutes the first night, about 19, and tonight he was a little over 21. And some of that had to do with the injury to Durzi when Durzi went down late in the hockey game. But he's capable of playing those type of minutes. And he, too, you know, like McEwen, he hadn't played for a couple of few weeks, so he's still getting his timing and things back. But last couple of games he's been paired up with Matt Roy, and we'll see whether or not they move forward with that. Todd McLellan alluded to that we could see some different combinations here as we go down the stretch, as they prepare to see what type of a roster and the flexibility, what type of options they have going into the playoffs.
Yeah, Gavrikov with the Roy for two straight games. Of course, Anderson with Doughty, and we had Edler with Durzi. But we'll see if we get an update on Sean Durzi, who was hit by T.J. Oshie 5.5 minutes into the third period. Mitchell, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-KINGS-20. The Kings over the Capitals by a score of 4-2. Kings are on the road next. They're in Colorado Thursday with the defending Stanley Cup champion Avalanche. 6 o'clock face-off in Southern California. Our coverage at 5:30 with the pregame. Then 7 straight here at home. Nashville Saturday next week. Tuesday the Islanders. Thursday Columbus. And Saturday the 18th Vancouver. So, yeah, Nashville not in the playoffs. Islanders battling for the playoffs. Columbus is out of it. Vancouver is out of it. So, again, the Kings with some winnable games coming up here on home ice. 4-2 over the Caps. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and when we return, we'll tee up the trivia question. Winners of our trivia get a couple of tickets to a future Kings game. We'll be right back.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Traveling to LA for a Kings game? Travel packages available for select home games. Bundle your hotel and tickets with friends and save up to $400. Game opponents include Sharks, Flyers, Bruins, Devils, Sabres, and more. These discounted hotel rates will only last a short time, so lock in your hotel and tickets now. Enjoy the game and save some cash, and bundle your hotel and tickets while you still can. Bundle pricing based on a group of four. Book now at lakings.com/travel. That's lakings.com/travel.
You can dig if you want to, but you must call 811. If you dig without making the call, it could be bad for everyone. A utility's under your property, can be buried any place. So if you dig around, don't do it right, there could be thousands of fines to pay. You can dig, everybody can dig. You just have to call 811.
Learn more at socalgas.com/811. We return to Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Thank you.
To the Kings over the Washington Capitals. And the Kings now down to 17 games left in the regular season. 82 points, tied with Vegas atop the Pacific. Both the Kings and the Golden Knights, 4 ahead of Seattle and the Edmonton Oilers. Vegas and Seattle did not play tonight. Edmonton won in Buffalo. And Mr. McDavid had a couple of more goals. What's he got, 54?
Yep, 54 he's got.
Wow.
6 multiple goal games in his last 7.
It's pretty good. Steve from Anaheim. Next up, 877-KINGS-20. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You sound like you're a little under the weather.
I am. Yeah, battling a cold.
It sounds like it. I have a question. You know, sometimes a team will trade a player for future considerations later. How the heck do they decide what future considerations are going to be once that player is already gone?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, and I'll have to talk to Rob Blake about this maybe on the upcoming trip. Sometimes nothing happens. other times, what they may do is if they decide to re-sign the player that they trade for, they may give them a low-round draft choice, but I think usually it just kind of goes away.
Yeah, and sometimes even if you make the playoffs, you know, with what you have and things like that, it's a lot of different ways that it can go, but, you know, arrangements that are made between the general managers.
Yeah, usually if it involves major players, major, you know, pieces to, you know, a team's roster, they're going to tell you what the conditions are, conditional draft choices, things like that. But I think many times when they say for future considerations, it just kind of vanishes.
Got it. Okay. Well,
that's
that answers the question. Good game tonight by the Kings. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're playing good hockey. They're getting solid contributions from most players night after night. You know, the Kopitar Kempe Byfield line has been carrying the load offensively for about a month. We mentioned the 16 games before tonight, 16 goals for, only 5 against an even strength for that trio. And tonight, the Dano line took over. So it's nice to see them spread it around. And I think come playoff time, teams are going to have a time deciding how to match up with this team because the Kings have 3 lines that are dangerous in terms of creating offense.
And you look at, they're still don't even have Trevor Moore in the lineup, and you've got Kaliev, who's got, you know, 8 power play goals. That's second most in a team, so they've got a couple of other weapons that they could insert at any time, well, when Trevor Moore gets healthy, that could add to the depth of the Kings' offensive output.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I'll get you in tonight.
Yep.
You will.
Okay. 877-KINGS-20. All right, here's our trivia question. Jonas Korpisalo made his Kings debut in goal the other night. He is the 75th goalie to play for the Kings in franchise history. Which one of these goalies did not play for the Kings? Ron Scott, Sean Burke, Marco Barron, Billy Smith, or Don Edwards? Which one of those goalies did not play for the Kings? 877-KINGS-20. Let's go to Daniel in Highland Park. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, boys. Thanks so much for having me on. I listen every time I'm driving home from the game, which I was at tonight. My question, comment is, seems like we're not being as physical, and I know the game has changed over the last few years. It's much faster and more technical, but seems like we really got beat up tonight, especially Lizotte and his number. They had his number for some reason tonight. I was wondering if that's just me or we're just not that physical anymore.
Well, when you look at Blake Lizotte, he gets beat up every night. He's the smallest guy on the ice. I mean, in Winnipeg, he took a pounding, but the kid gets up time and time again. So I think when you're going to talk about physicality of a team, you can't look at your smallest player and look at, I mean, he's not going to win a lot of physical battles. I mean, he'll win puck battles, but he's not going to win a lot of physical battles for the obvious reason. The game has changed, and we've talked about this with other callers earlier this year. I think if the Kings felt that it was an issue, they would be addressing it. Now, they traded Brendan Lemieux, who was in and out of the lineup, and he was your so-called tough guy, enforcer, deterrent, if you will. And they basically exchanged him for Zach MacEwen, who's, you know, the same type of player. So I don't think it's an issue. You know, being physical, there's a lot of ways you can look at that, and I think, and Todd McLellan has talked about that, it doesn't mean running guys over. It's just not the way the game is played now.
And I think, Daniel, when you look at tonight's game, the way the off-ice officials call the game, the Kings actually out-hit Washington 26-20 in the hockey game tonight. Yeah, they had a couple of bigger hits. You mentioned a couple on Lizotte, the one that Oshie put on Durzi there in the neutral zone that sent him out of the game. But the Kings do their job. And, again, when you're looking at hits, it's not necessarily separating a guy's head from his shoulders. It's separating a guy from the puck. And Kings are finding themselves in possession of the puck a lot more now. And because of the speed that they have, they're staying away from the boards, but they're coming and attacking through the middle of the ice. They're not playing that dump and chase and, you know, scrumming along the boards. They're a lot more skilled in the lineup right now, and that goes for every team.
Well, it's good to know. I mean, when we have the puck, we're not hitting, so that is a good thing.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like we had a lot of possession tonight. So.
Yeah. Daniel, have you won tickets this year?
I have not.
Okay, you want to crack at the trivia?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Joonas Korpisalo played the other night, his Kings debut in goal, the 75th goalie to play for the Kings in franchise history. Which one of these goalies did not play for the Kings? Ron Scott, Sean Burke, Marco Barron, Billy Smith, or Don Edwards?
I'll go with Don Edwards.
Don Edwards. You are correct, my friend.
All right.
Was that an educated guess or just a guess?
I promise it was just a guess.
Okay. Well, good for you. Yeah, Don Edwards was a goaltending coach for the Kings, but never played goal for L.A. Billy Smith, of course, Hall of Fame goaltender, made his name with the New York Islanders. He was originally drafted by the Kings, only played a couple of games. Marco Barron in the late 80s, Sean Burke about 10 years ago, Ron Scott about 30 years ago played for the Kings. So congratulations. Yeah. Stay on the line and give Jeff your info, and we'll get you a couple of tickets, okay?
Thanks, boys. Go Kings, go.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it. All right, we got a winner. And here's an interesting fact here, Daryl. I'm sure you want to know this. There have been four players in the NHL in the history of the sport, history of the NHL, whose last name was Edwards, okay? All four were goaltenders. Can you name them?
Gary and Don.
The others,
Marv,
yep. One more guy from Amoga 40, 50 years ago. Roy Edwards.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That one
Don, Roy, Gary, and Marv, all Edwards and all goalies. No skaters have ever been named Edwards that have played in the NHL.
The only reason I remembered Marv Edwards is that I needed his hockey card in a collection when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good. You got three of the four. Okay, we'll take a break. Back with more Kings talk. Kings over the Capitals 4-2. Again, the Kings are back in a tie with Vegas atop the division with 82 points. We'll be right back.
If you want the best care for kids in California, come to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. CHLA is the highest-ranked children's hospital in California and a top hospital in the nation on the prestigious U.S. News & World Report Honor Roll of the Best Children's Hospitals. CHLA provides outstanding patient-centered care, trains the physicians, nurses, and caregivers of tomorrow, and conducts life-saving research to help bring more cures to more kids. For the best care for kids in California, visit chla.org.
Hey, Kings fans, own your terrain and get moving with Cooper. Now through November 14th, you'll get up to a $70 reward when you buy a set of four qualifying tires. Choose from all-season and high-performance favorites, including the Discoverer AT3 family of tires and more. You can even register your rebate online. It's quick and easy. Visit CooperTire.com for forms, terms, and conditions, and to find a Cooper Tires retailer near you. Go with the Coopers.
Crypto.com is the official crypto platform partner of the LA Kings and the world's fastest growing crypto app. In the app, you can easily buy and sell cryptocurrencies and different coins, collect the world's top NFTs, and get discounts when you pay with crypto. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. All information is provided for informational purposes only, and this message is not intended as a recommendation of financial or investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile and subject to significant risks and may not be suitable for you. Not available in all jurisdictions.
Score! Adrian Kempe!
Kings fans, you score with your own ticket schedule. With LA Kings Flex vouchers, you get the ultimate flexibility to choose the games you want to see. Use your tickets any way you'd like across 41 games. Two for one game, four for another. The choice is yours. Pick your tickets and enjoy exclusive benefits like playoff priority presale access and ticket savings. Visit lakings.com/flex for more information.
We return to Kings Talk, your post-game reaction to LA Kings hockey. Call 877-KINGS-20 on the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
4-2 Kings over the Capitals. Gavrikov, Deneau, Anderson, and Kempe with goals. Kempe his 30th, so that gives Adrian back-to-back 30-goal seasons. The last King to do that, 21 years ago, Zygmunt Palfy had a 30-goal season in 01-02 and the previous season as well. So good for Adrian Kempe, who had a career-high 35 last season. All right, Bob from San Diego is next up on the show. Hi, Bob. Welcome.
Hey, Nick. What's up, boys? Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Perfect. Hey, quick question for you on the high sticking penalty in the third period.
Yes.
When they went to review that and it was an embellishment or not a penalty, why didn't he get an embellishment or why wasn't it explained? Can you explain that?
Yeah. Well, I wish they would explain it. They don't technically have to, but here's the way we saw it. And I don't know this is factual, but this is the way we saw it. On the replay, Byfield stick clips Kuznetsov. So there was a high stick. Neither referee put their arm up, which leads me to believe they didn't see it. So they conferred with a linesman. Now, unless I'm wrong, we're wrong, and Daryl, we talked about this at the time, the linesman can't call a minor penalty. If the referee doesn't see it, he can't call it. If it was a major penalty, the linesman could tell the referee, okay, yeah, he deserves a five-minute penalty for whatever. So I think in reviewing it, they decided that, okay, it's not a major. Okay, he did – the linesman might have said he did high-stick him if they saw it, but they can't tell the referee to call the penalty. That's just the way the rule book works.
Now, did it actually hit him in the face or did he embellish that?
Because no, I think it hit him in the face.
Yeah, Byfield had two hands on his stick, and he was trying to clear the puck, and his bottom hand come off the stick, and his top hand swung around, and it just kind of come up casually. It looked like it did make contact. His face was a little bit red, but there was no blood. He wasn't cut, and the right call was made by the officials. And you know, I don't blame them for stopping the play. Again, you got a guy going down with a facial injury. He's not sure whether he's cut at the time. And they took a look at it, they talked about it, and the right call was made. And you didn't see too much pushback from Washington either. They weren't yelling and screaming saying that it should have been a penalty because they're looking at the same thing on the bench. They have the monitors there, and they can get another look at it as well.
Yeah, you definitely want to get it right, but it'd be nice if they let everybody know, like, why.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's where the referee, I mean, he goes over, he turns on his mic and tells us what the penalties are. Why don't you say, okay, maybe they're embarrassed. I mean, if this is the situation, I'm not saying it is, but there's no penalty on the play. Neither one of us saw it. and we can't call the penalty. The linesman can't call a minor. I mean, that doesn't make them look so good when it's obvious to everybody on the replay that his stick did clip Kuznetsov. So it just happens. But
he died on the ice is pretty much an embellishment.
Yeah, he looked like he got
Well, we don't know the force of the stick on his. Looked like it got him right around the chops.
Yeah.
But, you know, when that happens, sometimes, you know, you get stunned and you go down because you don't know what hit you. But, we'll try and get a clarification from a referee. Maybe in the next home game we'll go into their room and see if they can give us a further explanation. But I'm with you. I wish in situations where nobody knows exactly why or why not there wasn't a penalty call. That's bad English. get on the mic and tell us. But like I said, they probably don't want to say, well, there's no penalty because, well, there was a high stick, but we didn't see it, so we can't call it. I mean, yeah. Anyway, the Kings won, right, Bob?
Exactly. I'm glad they missed it. I'm glad all
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They have a 6-on-4, and you know Ovechkin's just going to be shooting away like he did on the 5-on-3.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. All right, Kings with a win here tonight. Sandin started the scoring in the second period at 10:39, his fifth, but shortly thereafter, the Kings tied it up. Roy recovers for Fiala and to Arvidsson. In around one man to the left circle, Arvidsson behind the net. For Fiala, right wing side, Fiala to Arvidsson at the goal line, to Fiala in front, save is made, score on the rebound! The newcomer, the new guy on defense. Vladislav Gavrikov with the rebound goal to tie the game at one. His fourth of the season, first as a King in his third game from Fiala and Arvidsson at 13-18. Period was winding down and the Kings took the lead. Fiala for Deneau. Deneau for Fiala to Arvidsson, right wing, driving in down low in too deep. Behind the net, feeds it out to the blue line. Tipped across to Roy by Gavrikov. Now to Arvidsson, a shot. He scores! Might have been deflected in front by Philip Deneau. The Kings' pressure pays off right there. Arvidsson with a shot, Deneau with a tip, and the Kings have a lead for the first time tonight with 31.5 seconds left in the second period. Deneau, the Kings are up 2-1. 16th of the year for Deneau, Arvidsson, and Roy. With the assist, that line, Deneau, Arvidsson, Fiala, very good tonight. Kings led 2-1 after two periods. But then early in the third, the Capitals tied it with a two-man advantage, 5-on-3 goal. Deneau off the draw, but the puck winds up in the corner, pushed behind the net, and picked up and not cleared by Gavrikov. It was held in by Sandin. They work it down low, the Caps. Backstrom for Sandin to Ovechkin, who scores. That time, he got the one-timer away. His fifth chance, his fifth look on the power play, and he scores to tie the game. Alex Ovechkin with career goal number 816. Capitals 2, Kings 2. And his 36th of the season, Sandin and Backstrom the assist at 2:31. 3 minutes after that, open ice hit Oshie on Durzi. Don't have an update on Durzi's status. Durzi, defenseman, of course. But at 7:52 of the third period, the Kings scored what proved to be the game winner. Off the draw, shot from up top. Blocked. Carlson shot blocked. Again, Carlson. Cross ice pass picked off. Kempe up the middle to the Washington line. Feeds it down low to Byfield, who feeds the middle. Score! Mikey Anderson! Another clever setup by the youngster, Quinton Byfield. Mikey Anderson joining the play. Got the pass between the circles and beat Kemper in the upper right corner. And the Kings have regained the lead here at 7:52 of the third period. They're up 3-2. And for Anderson, his third of the year, Byfield and Kempe with the assist. Quinton Byfield not scoring a lot, but not hurting the team, getting some assists playing with Kopitar and Kempe. And as long as he's not hurting the line, keep them together. Assists now in four straight for young Quinton Byfield. Kings holding on to the lead. Matt Roy took a penalty after Milano was whistled. Neither team scored on the power play. Time was winding down, and the Kings put it away with an empty netter. And off the draw, the puck picked up by Kempe, who clears it to center, picks it up, shot at the empty net. Kempe will score. Goal number 30 for Adrian Kempe into the empty net with 1.8 seconds left. And the Kings will win it here tonight, 4-2, their fourth straight win. Yep, Kempe number 30 for Maya Follow at 1958. All right, before we say goodnight, let's wrap up the scoreboard in the division, atop the division. Vegas and Seattle were off, but Edmonton was playing tonight.
Yeah, the Edmonton Oilers tonight in Buffalo win by a score of 3-2. Connor McDavid with his second goal of the game and 54th of the season. That's the game winner for the Oilers. He now has points in 11 straight, 12 goals, 27 points over that period. Leon Draisaitl chipped in with an assist. He's got points in 13 straight, the longest active in the NHL. For Buffalo, Skinner is 27th, Cousins is 24th. The final score, Oilers 3, Sabres 2. San Jose on the road in Winnipeg, trying to put an end to a three-game slide in overtime. Logan Couture is 22nd of the season. He also had an assist. That's the game winner, lifting the Sharks over the Jets 3-2. Niederreiter, his 19th of the season for Winnipeg. Calgary in Dallas, 7 seconds left in the third period. After Dallas scored two goals to tie the game up, Tyler Toffoli on a breakaway with 7 seconds left lifts the Flames over the Dallas Stars by a score of 5-4. Flames entered action winless in their last five, two wins in their last 10, but their slim playoff hopes will stay alive as they defeat Dallas 5-4. In Chicago, the Blackhawks 5-0 winners over Ottawa, bringing us end to the Senators' five-game winning streak. Seth Jones with a pair of goals, goals 9 and 10. Stalock in net, 35 saves. He gets his second shutout of the season. Final score, Blackhawks 5, Senators no score. And wrapping up tonight's schedule, in Vancouver, the Canucks in a shootout defeat Nashville by a score of 4-3. Pettersson is 30th of the season for the Canucks. Evangelista, his first two goals with the Predators. The final score in a shootout, Canucks 4, Predators 3, and that gives you a look at a light schedule tonight around the NHL.
So in the playoff picture, as far as making the playoffs, the Kings are in real good shape right now. They have a 13-point cushion over the two nearest non-playoff teams, Nashville and Calgary, and Nashville will be here on Saturday night. The Kings, basically, if they play 500 hockey the rest of the way, they'll be in. But now they can just focus on winning the division, which is something they've done only once in franchise history, if you can believe that. They've won more Stanley Cups than they've won division titles. Gavrikov, Deneau, Anderson, and Kempe with goals tonight for the Kings. Final shots 41-22 for L.A. Both teams 0 for 5 on the power play. Phoenix Copley, the fastest to 20 wins in franchise history. He does it in 29 games. His record is now 20-4-2. Darcy Kemper falls to 19-20-4. Once again, we want to thank our producers, Jeff Cabot and Jake Warner. And Daryl and I will talk to you Thursday in Denver. Kings against the defending Stanley Cup champion Avalanche at 6 o'clock. Our coverage at 5:30 with the pregame on the LA Kings Audio Network, the iHeartRadio app. For Daryl Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Crypto.com Arena. The final score before a crowd of 17,577. The Kings win their fourth straight. The Kings 4, the Capitals 2. Good night, everybody.
You've been been listening to Kings Talk along the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network.
Scores! Snuck behind a defender, deked and tucked it in down low.
Follow the Kings all season long wherever you are with the LA Kings iHeart Audio Network. Download the iHeart app for free. Join us next time for the excitement of LA Kings hockey in the National Hockey League.